This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Democrat Diana DeGette's bill to lower methane waste from oil and gas drilling sites on BLM land is headed to the House floor after committee approval today. DeGette says it'll protect taxpayers' pocketbooks and the environment.
If we're going to be serious about staving off the worst effects of this climate change, we're going to have to get serious about cutting the amount of methane that's being released into the atmosphere.
The Senate voted to overturn the previous administration's rollback of methane pollution limits from oil and gas drilling. A U.S. Senate committee hearing today focused on how the pandemic exacerbated the mental health and substance abuse crisis. Jonathan Muther of Salud Family Health Centers says telehealth and other technology should be expanded for brief check-ins, mood assessments, and more.
We're not going to get anywhere, to be totally frank about it. We have to use other technologies, group services, and other things that we can do via telehealth in order to broaden the reach.
Committee member Senator John Hickenlooper wanted to know how to alleviate the crisis at the state and local levels. A bill to let Colorado funeral homes turn bodies into soil is headed to the governor's desk. The House passed the measure today. The Senate did so last month. It authorizes funeral homes to compost human remains with consent and the proper equipment. If Governor Polis signs the bill, the law goes into effect in September. Denver is at 52 degrees, Vail 51, Pueblo 60. This is CPR News.